relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There was a senator from Illinois who rose to the chief executive. Oh, how short our memory spans are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And we have a very interesting cut we're going to open our show with today from a certain Barack Hussein Obama from 11 years ago. Might be ancient history, but it's not. Video cut three, play cuts.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country. So that's why we need to start by giving agencies charged with border security new technology, new facilities, and more people to stop, process, and deport illegal immigrants.
I wonder if we have to ask Brian Stelter, was that video doctored? Is it a deep fake? Is it real? Or did then Senator Barack Obama say, illegals, it's bad. Those who choose this country and go through the process as I did should not have to be short-circuited and have people jump in the line instead of them. Let's ask somebody whether that still holds today. He was there, the man in the arena until very recently, former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. I preferred patrol. He is, of course, Mark Morgan. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian, as always.
I'm never going to get used to that CBP change in name. It's just too difficult.
Most say patrol.
Good. Oh, good. I feel
do.
Better.
It's
I feel
not
better.
Just you.
Okay.
I slip up with you sometimes.
you're allowed. He is now a fellow with the Heritage Foundation and FAIR as well, and also a contributor for Newsmax, and we're going to get him on my new show, The Gorka Reality Check. You can bet on that. Okay, so did anything... this is, of course, a quasi-political question, but I have cuts from Chuck Schumer. I have cuts from Pelosi. I have cuts, as you heard, from Barack Obama, saying things that I think most reasonable Americans would say, yeah, illegal immigration is wrong. Can you identify what changed?
Yeah, Sebastian, now, so we could go on. Let's talk about the 2005 Secure Fence Act.
Right.
When Chuck Schumer and others, like you just mentioned, voted for an act that produced 634 miles of wall. Just Donald Trump built the wall better, right? but that's the fact. And everything that Obama just said there that you played is exactly correct. I couldn't have said it better myself. Everything he said is exactly where we're at right now. We should be.
So what happened? Was there a political decision by one party to say, maybe it's better for us to have illegal immigrants? Was it the Chamber of Commerce? Was it both of them? You are now a free man. You laid down your federal credentials. You laid down your badge. Tell our millions of listeners, have you identified some turning point?
I think so. And here's what. Because so I can finally say it now. After 35 years serving six administrations, both Republican and Democrat, if you look at what's going on right now, Sebastian, from a sovereignty perspective, from a rule of law perspective, from a national and economic security perspective for this country, what they're doing makes absolutely no sense. The only thing that makes sense is they see a perceived political benefit from what they're doing, either through through the census and a bump up of House seats, or if they believe they give every illegal alien a pathway to citizenship, that's going to equate to a Democratic vote. So that's the only thing that makes sense.
Let's break this down for a second, because these are two different things that are incredibly important. So for those who don't track it, the number of seats a state has in the House, it's always two senators, but the number of seats that a state has in the House of Representatives is fluid. It depends upon the census. And if you can inflate the number of residents in a state, and the Democrats say they don't have to be legal.
Exactly.
They can be illegal as they're human beings, and that should get us extra seats in a given district. So number one, it's getting more representatives for the party that thinks they will win that seat. And tied to that, the second point, this, I think it's, personally, I think it's racist. I think it's at least bigoted. This idea that if you're an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, you're definitely going to vote Democrat. So it's this belief that they're establishing a permanent new constituency that will keep them in power forever. But it's not Mark Morgan. It's not me. Let's listen to a Democrat. This is Julian Castro just 7 years ago talking about the state of Texas. Play cut 12 from yesterday.
In a couple of presidential cycles, you'll be on election night. You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth of folks from outside of Texas.
There you have it. Democrats saying we're going to take Texas because we're going to have all these immigrants come in and change the political nature. Now, let's talk about the cost of this. What is the cost in human lives, in tragedy? Let's take the politics out of it for a second, Mark Morgan. What is the reality of having open borders? Just tell us a couple of things.
Yeah, so Sebastian, that's a key element. So I appreciate you talking about it because we don't talk about this enough. And the current administration, quite frankly, is just lying to the American people about it. So one thing I've been saying, you want to talk about family separation? In my opinion, these are my words, so I'm sure I'll get some hate mail on this, right? but look, in my opinion, in March, this administration separated 19,000 families. 19,000 families. Why? Because now they're telling that mom and dad, who maybe has a true minor or someone that's of tender age, they're telling them now it is worth the risk to hand your child, your 8-9-year-old, over to the traffickers, the human smugglers, to make a dangerous trek, especially in the middle of a global pandemic, to be shoved in an overcrowded, unsanitary stash house or tractor trailer for days and weeks, and then be just dropped off in the Rio Grande by the smugglers to fend for yourself, hoping that you'll make that journey unscathed, which we know 30% usually get abused. And border patrols are rescuing thousands every single year. That, to me, is inhumane. And then you have, let's remember, unaccompanied minors alone, the majority of them, we know, 75%, 15, 16, 17 years old. Most of the Western Hemisphere, that's military and working age. So they're not being ripped apart. But what they are doing is that 17-year-old is looking mom and dad in the eye and saying, I'm out of here. And I'm out of here now because if I can get to the border, I'm in. Right. And I'm going to get a job. That's what's happening in this administration.
And the only thing that changed, so let's look at the figures. He's got lots of great charts in front of him. Last March, your boss, my boss, was Donald Trump. And we had 37,000 illegal crossings in the month of March. We are a year later. The last month's figures are 170,000 that we know of. And the only thing that changed is the chief executive, is the message, which is like it's just a big neon sign across the southern border.
It is.
come in, come illegally now, because if you get in, you're safe. Is that an oversimplification, Mark Morgan?
No, it's not. I mean, Sebastian, you're right on. And all this unbelievable lie about all this happens regular, it's seasonal, that's all a bunch of bunk. I mean, like you said, March to March, it's over a 400% increase. 400% from February to March, over a 70% increase in 30 days, an 80,000% increase, and we haven't even talked about the ones that get away.
And the one answer from the administration, and I have to laugh, where somebody said it was Mayorkas or Sarko, someone said, well, there's a lot of illegals coming in now because they had to wait and they couldn't get in under the Trump administration. Well, wasn't that the point?
That's exactly right.
It worked, and then they switched it off.
And it's one of the few things that they said I actually agree with. That is right. So in 2017, remember, we called it the Trump effect when the numbers went way down, even though policies hadn't changed. Well, we saw the same thing with Biden. The numbers started to skyrocket up even before he took over, because how do we know this? Because we talked to them when we come across, and they said, oh no, hey, look, we came, and we know we probably still have to wait in Mexico for a while, but we know, we're hoping that if Biden wins, then we're going to be let in. It's unbelievable.
Sometimes the truth, what did the Bard say? What did old Bill Shakespeare say? The truth will out. It just sometimes comes out, and yeah, it worked under Donald Trump. Now it doesn't. Or maybe it does, if the point is to have millions of illegals. See what I did there? We're talking to the former commissioner for CBP, Customs and Border Protection. He is Mark Morgan. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. And this is America First. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, and that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Gorka right now to learn more.
The wall was almost complete. It was delayed for 2.5 years because Congress and everybody else was suing us on the wall. I won those cases. The wall was almost complete, and then they said they don't want to complete it. So maybe they will. Who knows? I mean, now I'm hearing they have to complete it. But it was so good. It was all they had to do is leave it the way it was. We had such professionals. We worked with Border Patrol. We worked with ICE. We worked with everybody. We had it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. And in one day, come to America, come through.
That was my former boss, our guest former boss, yesterday for more than half an hour here exclusively on America First. Donald Trump was with us. If you missed it, I can't believe you had something more important to do. Maybe you're getting married. I'll take that as an excuse. You've got to check it out. They may have canceled us on YouTube because they're fascists, but our new Rumble account, America First, more than 250,000 subscribers already. God bless you guys. The whole video is there going gangbusters. Just go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA to hear the whole exclusive interview with President Trump yesterday. He was just talking about the borders. We fixed it. All they had to do is keep on doing what we were doing. One man who was executing that mission was President Trump's former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. We have you here for the whole hour. You're a fellow now with the Heritage Foundation. Join today. It's the good guys, heritage.org, and with FAIR, the immigration group, and also Newsmax contributor. Mark, say a little bit, if you will, about yourself so our millions of listeners can get to know you better. You came up through the Marines, 11 years active in reserve. Tell us the story of who Mark Morgan is and how did you end up as acting commissioner?
You know, so I started out in the Marine Corps. I've been serving this country in some capacity or another for over 35 years, my entire adult life. I graduated high school and enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
Later got commissioned. And then I took a little bit of a different route. While I was going to undergrad, I was a reserve deputy sheriff in Platte County, Missouri. It's a county just north of Jackson County, the kind of central area for Kansas City, Missouri. And then I went to law school. Stayed in the reserves during that time. After I graduated law school, I actually then went and became a police officer for LAPD after law school.
LAPD.
I actually went, took the bar exam, passed the bar, was certified to practice law in Missouri.
Oh, my gosh. He's a lawyer.
I know. I tried not to tell too many people that.
You got that secret. It was good. It's out now.
Most don't know. So then I went to LAPD and was there for a little bit.
How was that? Back then, I'm sure it's not as mad as now.
It was in the 90s. It was shortly after Rodney King. So there was a lot of unrest, a lot of tension. So I really grew up, you know, in the law enforcement, understanding that and being able to navigate that and see the impact both on the community and the law enforcement organization as a whole, the profession. It was a tough time. It was also a violent time. You know, when I was there, I was in one reported district about 7.5 square miles. And, I felt like I saw a homicide every third shift.
Wow.
It was a violent time. Gangs, MS-13, et cetera, alive and well. And then I left LAPD and I went to the FBI. And I was with the FBI for over 2 decades.
Which division? CTs, CRIM, what were you doing?
A little bit all over the place, especially as you get up. One of my last assignments was I was a special agent in charge of the El Paso division. And when you're in charge of a division, then really you oversee every single one of the 200-plus, you know, criminal jurisdiction codes that we enforce. It was a great career. I'm an old tactical guy. I was on the SWAT team and fire instructor, and those are some of the greatest days.
How old are you? Were you 1911, 45, or were you 9mm on the tactical team?
So it's funny. So I was the 40 cal.
40 cal?
40 cal.
10 mil light. We call it 10mm light.
Right. But then the SWAT team, we carried a 45.
45. There
so,
you go.
Of course, right? So I have it all. So and then, you know, as I was into my career in the FBI, opportunity. So while I was in the FBI, again, El Paso, that's the first opportunity that I, back in 2011, I really started to learn about this thing called CBP. And we were right on the border. Really, they gained my instant gratitude and respect.
Good
and
working
admiration.
Relation.
Great working relationship. And I really respected, you know, the vast mission that CBP had. And then I went to the FBI and it was part of their internal affairs. We call it inspection division. But then there was an opening at CBP and they brought me over to help kind of reform their internal affairs for CBP. And then as I was ending my career in the FBI, the chief of Border Patrol.
Oh, so you're a detailee, bureau detailee to CBP.
I was to help with their internal affairs department. That was during the Obama administration. And then when it was coming to the end of my career in the FBI, the chief of Border Patrol position opened up. Again, under President Obama and then Vice President Biden. And I applied for it and I was hired as the chief of the Border Patrol.
Wow.
It was tough. I was the first chief of Border Patrol from outside the Border Patrol since its inception of 1927.
Was that tough to get the respect of the people underneath you?
It was. But you know what? And it should be.
Yeah.
I tell you, I worked hard. I was out in the field the first 6 months almost. I felt like every single day working hard to get the respect. I think I earned some of the respect. Still needed to do some work there, but time ran out. When Trump took over, I moved on, or I should say they moved me on from Border Patrol. And, a couple years later, the president, I'm sitting in my gazebo, rain's coming down, and I get a call from the White House, and it's the president. And he asked me if I'd be willing to come back.
Wow.
And, of course, what do you tell the president?
Well,
there's only one answer. Right, exactly. Right, that's the only answer.
How high?
That's right.
I got to ask this question because we try and touch upon this whenever I interview on TV. So I was in Bragg on Monday, and I was talking to all the new captains on the Q course. And offline, I teased them out a little bit on issues of morale. And it's not good. In the last 90 days with a new commander-in-chief, it is not good in the U.S. Armed Forces. Will you talk to us about what morale was like when you were working for Donald Trump as commissioner of CBP and what you're hearing today, Mark Morgan?
Yeah, so, you know, again, I said before, I've been doing this for 35 years, Sebastian, and maybe there were a couple times. Ronald Reagan, I remember some really great times. But in that 35 years, I can't remember a time under Donald Trump where the morale was as high as it was. And let me give you an example that I think really epitomized. We were at IACP, the International Association for Chiefs of Police,
right.
and President Trump came to speak, and it was packed, right? I mean, the people outside, inside, you know, probably over 10,000, you know, these are all coppers, and they're sitting there, cynic by nature, right? And he's sitting up there, and he's on stage. And he looks at everybody and he starts telling a story about his dad and how his dad told him that how important being a cop was and how you should respect cops. He goes, I never liked the word cop. You know, it was funny. You know, everybody kind of laughed. And he says, but this is what he does. He goes, I love you guys and gals. I love you. First time in 35 years I ever heard a president use the word love. I love you. And it was. You can't fake that, Sebastian. It was genuine.
You can try, but they can tell.
They can tell.
And he wasn't.
And he wasn't. And so that's just epitomized. Every conversation I had with him, whether it was in the Oval Office or outside, he absolutely genuinely respected the men and women in uniform, both the military and the law enforcement profession.
I've seen it getting off Air Force One, no cameras in the middle of an Air Force base. Coming down the steps, he would go to every single outrider from the local municipality, the local force, and he'd shake the hand of every Leo motorbike officer. Why? Because he respected them, and he still loves them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're talking to Mark Morgan, Heritage Foundation, former commissioner of CBP. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, stop and listen now. Here is Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my desk, on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That is the story of tens of thousands of Americans, me included, who are taking Relief Factor every single day. If you've tried everything else and it's failed, you know the right thing. Order the 3-week quick starter pack today at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The American people need to know that because of our efforts in Congress, our border is far more secure today than it was when we began debating comprehensive reform in 2005. Between 2005 and 2009, a vast amount of progress has been made on our borders and ports of entry. The progress includes 9,000 new Border Patrol field agents in the last 4 years. Construction of a 630-mile border fence, or 630 miles of border fence, that create a significant barrier to illegal immigration on our southern land border.
Shockingly, not a deep fake video. Again, that is a Democrat, Chuck Schumer. As Eric reminded me, Rush used to call him Chuck U. Schumer, who was beating his chest proudly about how we've improved border security. What changed? Well, how about this for a metric? Kamala Harris, the vice president, was named the point person for the border 21 days ago. I'm not a big math guy, but I think that's 3 weeks. She has yet to visit the border and has just stated she might go to Mexico. Not the border, to Mexico, if the lockdown conditions permit. Strange, Kamala. Don't be a science denier. You've been vaccinated. Not sure that lockdown restrictions apply to those who've had COVID like I have or who've had the vaccine. Don't be a science denier. We are back with former Acting Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. More importantly, former Marine and FBI Special Agent, Senior Agent, SSA. Mark, They don't want to admit it's a crisis. But at this point, and I'm the layman, you're the expert, you're the fellow at Heritage, at FAIR, contributor at Newsmax. I don't think crisis is a strong enough word, is it? If you look at the figures.
I actually completely agree with you, Sebastian. I mean, look, we talked about it a minute ago, the 400-plus increase from year to year. If you take a look, and look, it's not just the number. 6,000 a day, by the way. 6,000 a day. The raw overall numbers, but it's also clicks, and a lot of people don't fully understand that, and I get it, but it's the fact that families and unaccompanied minors now are increasingly becoming a greater percentage of that flow. So the flow is skyrocketing, but now we're creeping back up the unaccompanied minors and families, of which, if you're in that demographic, that's who's being released into the interior of the United States.
Here the logic is, because of our broken system,
right.
If you're an apparent family, if you're an apparent minor, because we can't tell whether you're 15 or 21, then you are not deported, correct?
That's correct. No matter what
the reason.
That is the reason. No matter what this administration is, right now, if you're an unaccompanied minor outside of Mexico, which is about 85%, you're being released into the United States.
And it's not just Texas. It's not just the border states.
Across the border.
What is this government doing? They're giving people, you know, plane tickets and what, just sending them wherever?
They are. That's the truth. Right now, this is what I keep saying. Look, their definition of managing the crisis, Sebastian, is that they're going to get better and better each day at creating reception centers and releasing them into the interior of the United States. They are, in fact, physically busing them and flying them to places all throughout this country. Take a UAC, for example. They could find a sponsor in Montana, Iowa.
Explain UAC.
Unaccompanied minor. And so what they have to do is find a sponsor for them, and then at taxpayers' expense, they will fly that minor to the sponsor, whether they're in Mexico or Kansas City or you name it, throughout the entire country. That's what's happening.
What does it do? Again, it's so important to me. I'm just so curious with these morale questions. When you're seeing, you know, local detention facilities overpopulated by, you know, 100%, 200%, 300%, the local CBP director can't tell the fire marshal, guys, this is illegal, because then Washington will get annoyed. You can't do your job as a border agent because Washington says you're not allowed to. What does that do for the esprit de corps of a service?
Look, Sebastian, everything you just said is spot on. It's demoralizing. And look, let's go back to your clip you just played. They get it. The Border Patrol agents and officers, they're not dumb. They understand the hypocrisy from Chuck Schumer a few years ago with saying how great the wall is and now says it's immoral. They get that. And here's what they get. I was just on the border a couple weeks ago, and I've seen immigrants illegal enter before, right? But here's what struck me, a couple of things, was as I was watching the kids and families pour in, the thing that struck me was, this was preventable.
Yeah.
It was preventable. It didn't have to happen. And guess who knows that? The Border Patrol agents know it didn't have to happen. They knew what was working. They knew, just keep it the same, and we were on a good path. And now they know they're back to being daycare providers. They know that they're back to their resources being pulled off the line. They know that drugs and criminal aliens are flowing through now because they're being pulled off the line. So they are absolutely demoralized.
The suffering didn't have to happen.
That's right.
The profit making for the cartels didn't have to happen.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about this next with Mark Morgan. The increased threat to our national security did not have to happen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If you're not watching us live streaming on Rumble, why not? Subscribe today. It's free. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. It is the free speech alternative to the fascists at Google and YouTube. Subscribe at Rumble.com/Seb Gorka, where you can hear us in the breaks. We were chatting about the superlative products from Mike Lindell. Not just the pillows, of which he sold 51 million, but even the pet beds, the Giza Dream sheets of finest Egyptian cotton, the mattress toppers, the body pillows, and now the Mike Lindell My Slippers. And they're good. I'm going to get a pair shipped to our guest, Mark Morgan, to say thank you for everything he does to enlighten us here on America First. But you need to go there, too. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his incredible product, MyPillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, we have to talk, Mark, about the CBP nominee for the Biden administration. But first, just let's finish this little codicil on. It's not just human suffering. It's not just human trafficking or drugs. There's also a national security aspect. Could you talk to that with regard to the southern border?
Yeah, and I think this also dovetails in what you were mentioned about the morale. So, a few weeks ago, the current Secretary Mayorkas, actually, during his testimony, he was asked, and he actually said, the borders are secure. He actually said that, right? And
from the point of view of letting illegals in, they are.
Right,
from political security, right?
Right. Exactly. And so but it was that moment that he lost all 63,000 employees.
Because you know you're there. If you're a CBP agent, what do you mean secure?
Exactly, Sebastian. And especially right now, as they've created this crisis of unaccompanied minors and families, and again, exorbitant amount of resources for the Border Patrol have to be pulled off the line to provide that humanitarian assistance, leaving large areas of the border unmonitored and unsecured.
And if you're a bad guy, what are you going to do in those areas?
That's exactly where you're going to go. And look, the cartels are doing that. And I saw it a couple weeks ago, and I've seen it before. They actually send the families and unaccompanied minors on purpose, hundreds of the time, to a specific area. Known Border Patrol agents are going to have to respond. And what do? They've got a listening post, an observation post that's watching that whole thing go on. As soon as the Border Patrol agents go right, they send in the smugglers and criminal aliens and everybody else left.
It's not like a football play.
It is. It is.
Run the guy down the side, make him look at this guy, and then...
That's it. It's a distraction technique. Yeah. That's right. And so what you do when the borders are open, you're open to everything now. The drugs, as you mentioned. You're open to the criminal aliens. You know, the individuals that are convicted drug deal... sex offenders, murderers and rapists, they're not just going up to Border Patrol and giving up.
Right. They're saying, hi, I'm here.
Exactly. Right. And then, like we talked about, now you're talking about two different incidents as of late where people were apprehended that were on the terror screening database. Now it's important.
One of them, let me just add this, because it's an interesting detail. Yemeni on the terror watch list who had a SIM card hidden in his shoe. Because isn't that where you keep your SIM card, Mark?
Usually. Yeah. I usually get up in the morning and I put my slippers on.
Put the little SIM card for my phone in my slippers. Unreal. Okay, let's talk about what do we know about the Biden pick for your old job, CBP commissioner?
Look, I am surprised. surprised, but I shouldn't be surprised. First of all, if you just look at his track record, just Google him because he's been out there, right? This isn't me. These are his words. Look, he's been more of a liberal social activist than a chief of police. He's pro-amnesty. He's against the wall. He's pro-sanctuary cities. And as Tucson chief, he actually forbid, he closed down a command post working alongside Border Patrol that were trying to apprehend a criminal alien fugitive. In addition to that, during the Portland riots, when personnel from CBP were there doing their statutory responsibility to stop the courthouse from being burnt to the ground, he was out there tweeting the liberal Democratic talking points and regurgitating lies that we weren't marked and et cetera. And this is the individual that they want now to lead the organization where he's dismissed the experts, he's refused to work with them, and attacked them for doing their job. And the last thing I'll say, look, most of his career, he's been a small town cop and chief, and now he's going to go lead the largest federal law enforcement agency in the United States that has a vast, complex mission well beyond just border security.
We're talking about Chris Magnus, yes, who is the nominee Tucson police chief to head up the Customs and Border Protection Agency that Mark Morgan did for President Trump. What size of agency are we talking about? How big is CBP now?
CBP is almost 63,000.
Wow.
I mean, Tucson, look, with all due respect, look, it's nothing against the police department or the brave women who went out there. It's just a fact. How do you go from somebody
that's bigger than NYPD. NYPD is like 50,000.
Yeah, it's bigger than NYPD. It's bigger than the FBI. It's the largest law enforcement organization in the United States. So how do you go from Tucson, you know, a couple thousand, right, to now 63,000 on a global international scale? Let's talk about trade and travel. CBP is the second largest revenue collector for the United States outside of the Internal Affairs.
IRS.
IRS. Right?
Wow.
Think about that. And now he's going on there, and he's had no experience. He hasn't held a single federal executive position in his entire career.
But nobody should be surprised if we look at his potential boss, the Secretary Mayorkas. That guy was an activist. He was an activist for illegal immigration. So, and that's the head. This is a pattern, isn't it?
That's right.
These aren't professionals who are there to secure the border.
That's correct.
These are political activists who are going to toe the politically correct party talking point line.
Right. I mean, how is the commission going to stand in front of the Border Patrol, the experts who say we need the wall as part of that multi-layered strategy, when he's been out there saying we don't need the wall and it's medieval? How is he going to stand in front of the men and women who risked their lives and were attacked every single night in Portland for doing their statutory mission to stop the courthouse from burning to the ground, saying you are unprofessional and what you were doing was unconstitutional? How's he going to stand in front? It'd be like Kamala Harris going to the border and stand in front of ICE agents who she referred to as KKK. It'd be about the same.
And it's happening still. Reports from Minnesota of buildings with law enforcement officers inside being targeted by the quote-unquote rioters for being set ablaze. This is the America that a radicalized Democrat Party has created. That's why more than ever, we have to speak the truth. And that's what this man is doing every single day. Follow his work at the Heritage Foundation. That's heritage.org, at the Immigration Organization Fair. And most importantly, my new buddies, my new teammates at Newsmax, where he's a regular contributor and where we'll be getting him on our new show, The Gawker Reality Check, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, with a re-air at 10 p.m. Check it out. Subscribe. Get the information. Newsmax is free. Just download the app. You can watch it for free. We'll be back with Mark momentarily here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Did you know if you act fast, you can get the best concealed carry permit certification that's available today from ConcealedCoalition.com? It's important you register for it today, as the anti-gun groups are trying very hard to take this right away from you. Fortunately, this website is still active, and certifications are available in all 50 states. Get certified and carry in up to 88% of the U.S. Concealed Coalition provides everything you need to get a concealed carry permit in your home state, allowing you to carry legally and with confidence. See if you qualify by answering 6 easy questions at ConcealedCoalition.com. Use the discount code CARRY to save 20% at checkout. One more time, that's the special discount code CARRY at ConcealedCoalition.com. Get certified and get protected at ConcealedCoalition.com. That's ConcealedCoalition.com.
on the side of the U.S. Constitution. America first.
My guests aren't supposed to give me homework. I'm supposed to give you guys homework with my guests, but he had a good idea. He's got more than 1,000 challenge coins. Katie, you're listening. I'm a piker by comparison. But he says we should have one. We should do two sites, America First and then Gorka Reality Check. Ooh, get busy. We've got to start designing it. I think you might be able to help me with a man. He's Mark Morgan. He's fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Joined today the conservative mothership, heritage.org. Also with FAIR, the immigration organization, and contributor with my new buddies at Newsmax. Mark, a couple of minutes left. Thank you so much for coming in studio for the whole hour to enlighten all of our listeners and viewers. There's a narrative in this stinking swamp that you guys, the Trump administration, left a broken immigration system and there was no plan and now they're fixing it. Your response as former commissioner?
It's a joke. It's just a flat-out lie. Look, Google me and some of the other, Ken Cuccinelli and former Secretary Chad Wolf. Even before the election, we were out there. I did a little of my own research on myself, and I found clips back August of 2020 where I said during the Biden campaign, the rhetoric, I said, look, if they do what they say they're going to do, and they've done, quote, you're going to create a crisis that's going to make 2019 crisis pale in comparison, unquote.
So you took their words seriously.
We did.
Of what they were promising to do if they won.
Yes.
And you openly warned them. And then everything you said has
happened.
So the idea that they're, surprised and overwhelmed is just garbage.
It's garbage. And it is even worse than that, because then after election he won, we provided the Biden transition team exhaustive briefings. You know what I'm talking? It's a very formal process.
The transition process.
It is. The DHS, a couple hundred briefings alone, of which the majority of them were on border security and immigration. We told them, you cannot take away MPP. You cannot take away ACA. You cannot take away Title 42. We showed them modeling. And we told them, if you do, this is what's going to happen. Border Patrol facilities are going to be overwhelmed. HSS will be overwhelmed. Sebastian, I can keep going. We told them. We warned them. Their ideological hubris made them ignorant. They ignored it. They didn't believe us. And now look what we have.
Message to all your former colleagues and subordinates who are out there sweating on the border. What's your message, Mark?
I'm sorry. I wish I could have done more. I wish I could have done more for you. And unfortunately, now you are being thrust into the middle of a crisis. And you are the ones that are having to navigate it when you shouldn't have. And it could have been prevented. I wish I could have done more for them.
It needn't have happened.
It needn't have happened.
Listen to this man. Have some sense. Let's get the story out there every single day with all of your colleagues, including our good buddy Jim Carafano. We're putting the pressure on. They can't deny it any longer. It's not a crisis. It's a catastrophe. It is a tragedy, and it is out of control. Thank you, Mark Morgan. Semper Fidelis. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, another hour-long extravaganza, rebuilding the right with none other than Mike Gallagher and Dinesh D'Souza. Stay on this channel. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.